Investigators. The investigation involves an Obama-era deal that allowed a Russian-backed company to gain control over 20% of the U.S. uranium supply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
MSNBC suspending a journalist after allegations against him. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
NBC and MSNBC analyst and co-author of the book Game Change about the 2008 election, Mark Halperin, is leaving both NBC and MSNBC after accusations from at least five women. They say Halperin acted inappropriately with them on numerous occasions when he worked at ABC News. Halperin telling CNN, while he denies some of the specific claims about his behavior as made by his accusers, he does not deny that he'd propositioned them for sex, and he says his conduct was inappropriate. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump expected to label the growing opioid crisis a public health emergency today. The president will speak about the crisis at the White House this afternoon, but he's not expected to ask for a big infusion of money to combat the epidemic. That's going to disappoint public health advocates who have been pressing the White House to declare a national emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
The Air Force is finding themselves in some hot water over an inadvertent tweet. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
During a Wednesday Twitter feud between Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and officials at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota over who had the best fleet, the official Air Force Twitter account chimed in and said, "If you two can't get along, Santa will bring you nothing this year because Santa isn't real." The tweet was reported by a major newspaper, and then the Air Force started reeling back on that Santa claim. In a follow-up tweet, the Air Force Base in Colorado that tracks Santa's sleigh ride every year assured children that Santa is real, and they were just bluffing to get the two bases in line. I'm Chris Barnes.
Brazil's president survives a vote in his Congress that would have put him on trial for corruption allegations. More from correspondent Bill Zinfer.
Brazil's president, Michel Temer, had been accused of corruption, and Brazilian lawmakers took a vote last night on a push to put him on trial. That vote fell short of the number needed to do that, so Temer remains in office. 342 votes were needed in the lower house of Brazil's Congress to put him on trial. The initiative fell short by 80 votes.
The Puerto Rico power outage, now being called the biggest blackout in U.S. history. New research just published says the damage caused by Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands has resulted in a record high 1.25 billion hours of lost electricity to Americans so far. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Oh, no. I'm going to work until I'm going to die. Yeah. The statistics that, again, I'm not Mary Poppins. There's no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. We're honest with our listeners. We're honest with our clients. And the statistics and the information that we continue to provide everyone, we've been doing it now for a few decades, oftentimes throws people off. People get kind of addicted to the conventional wisdom of the day. And I've written so many columns and so many articles when it comes to retirement, the history of retirement, understanding demographics. Demographic studies is one of the most important studies you can do when it comes to managing money, when it comes to understanding what markets are going to do well. You need to pay close attention to all of this stuff. And it has served us well. But again, as I continue to push that rock up to the top of the hill and push against the conventional wisdom, yeah, we get pushback. People that don't want to listen. They somehow think that the system is rigged against them. You can't be like that. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I mean, the numbers, they are what they are. If you're taking a look at retirement numbers, here's some of the statistics that we just got. It's the latest information we've gotten a hold of. 19.7% of retirees get 100% of their income from Social Security. A full third, 33.4%, depend on it for 90% of their income. And 61.1% get at least half their income from Social Security. Now, Social Security, I various different numbers that I looked at and various different calculations, as low as 20 trillion, as high as 90 plus trillion, as far as Social Security and Medicare and how it is underfunded. Now, do you think that we're going to be able to make that up? Do you think 10 years from now, maybe even less, do you think it's going to be politically feasible to raise taxes by 50% at least to keep the system going? Do you think you're going to be able to get the younger generation to contribute that type of money? I don't think so. I don't think so. In reality, people, things are becoming obsolete. And it happens. Such is life. Things that you had that are obsolete, that you no longer use anymore. And a lot of these retirement vehicles, a lot of these pensions and whatnot, again, you can place the blame on the politicians that agreed to all of the handouts and the giveaways. Yeah, they've got some blame there. You can also blame some on the unions that negotiated these contracts, knowing that, well, if they paid any sort of attention, they know that they were economically unfeasible. This is the reality of the day. You cannot rely upon these vehicles. This retirement confidence survey that we've paid close attention to here on the program and the findings behind it. 37% individuals who have decided to start thinking about their proverbial nest egg feel that, get this, $1 million is the magic number. That's the magic number. We've talked about this. If I get to, if I can only get to $1 million in that retirement account, I'll be okay. Well, again, that may have been the case years ago. May have been the case when you could have stuck that $1 million into a CD and made $70,000 a year off it, or owned tax-free munis that were safe and gotten $65,000, $70,000 a year in income. You're not getting that today. You're not getting anywhere near that today. This past week, they announced that the cost of living adjustment for Social Security was zero last year, 2% this year. Does anybody out there at all, think that inflation over the past couple of years has only ran at about 2%? I'm sorry. I mean, I don't do as much shopping. I don't really do any. From time to times, I have to go to the grocery store and pick something up. But I most certainly see the bills. I asked my wife, I said, you know, honey, what is up with these groceries? How come there's so much? She's like, you want to see? I mean, my wife gets a little upset when I ask her that question. Why, you don't believe me? I'll show you. And then she goes through, and I mean, she's right. What a box of cereal costs, what milk costs, everything. Yet you're told that there is little to no inflation out there. You know, another big, what I can call it, an elephant in the room? I guess you can. This is part of demographics. Longevity. If you take care of yourself, the reality is 80 is the new 60. With the type of medical advances that we have seen, 80 is the new 60. We've gone over the numbers here on the program. You hit 65, there's a darn good chance you're going to reach 85. All of these pensions, Social Security, all of these programs weren't set up with that in mind. If they were, they would have actually adjusted Social Security recipient dates, when your ages, when you could actually receive it, if they paid attention to that. But they haven't. So again, you know, there's various different ways you can deal with this issue and this problem. Most people just put their head in the sand, and that's truly unfortunate. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to hear about it. And that's not smart. Yeah, you could save like a crazy person. And when I mean save like a crazy person, that means, you know, kind of live a Spartan life and not enjoy life. But we don't agree with that at all. We don't. Life is out there. You're out there, you know, set up people's financial plans to enjoy themselves. Time is not only your most important asset when it comes to building wealth due to compounding interest, but you want to enjoy your time here. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. But yeah, you need to be maxing out your qualified plans, taking advantage of what the boss will do in regards to matches. Why not? Take advantage of all that stuff. But you're also going to have to go into this with the realization that, you know what? You can't put a... There can't be a turnoff date when it comes to work. Can't. You don't want to... Why would you want to adjust your entire life based upon a date? Why would you want to base your entire existence on, you know what? I'm going to retire at 62, I'm going to retire at 65, and that's just the way it is, and I'm going to structure myself in that manner. And then, you know what? You do all the right things, you save enough money, and let's say you get there and you know what? Well, I've got to retire. This is my retirement date. It's what I set up. But you realize that your money's not going to go as far. Inflation, the fact that your safe assets aren't getting any sort of real return. why stop working? Why not look at retirement as an opportunity to do a second career, something new, something different? Why do so many people take that option off the table? Don't. Listen, we've got a bevy of clients, many clients out there that could easily be retired right now. Late 60s, 70s, 80s. And they had no problem. They have more than enough. But they continue to work. There's a health aspect to this as well. And you find me preaching about this and talking about this here on the program more and more and more. You know, they had numbers come out in regards to obesity in this country, and the numbers are awful. Awful. And I've mentioned this on the program. You know, the number one reason why people are in assisted living facilities, and this is true, they can't do a body weight squat and they can't get off the toilet. You want to talk about cutting into your retirement, cutting into your nest egg? Healthcare costs, that'll do it. So, yeah. Being healthy is a part of that, too. And people who continue to work, again, I know it's anecdotal, but I have clients all over the country. They're the ones that they stay healthier. So we've been talking about this now, no joke, going on three decades. And every single story that is coming out in regards to pensions, coming out in regards to Social Security, has been spot on. Spot on. Some people listened, some didn't. But it's here now, okay? This, you want to call it crisis? I don't like even calling it crisis. I don't even want to call it a crisis. It's just different. It's a different terrain. It's a different way of looking at things. And if you haven't gotten, if you haven't structured your financial plan accordingly, and you haven't been talking about this with your advisor, well, you're doing things wrong. Everything you knew, everything that you were taught, all the conventional wisdom was wrong, and we were right. Get your financial plan done the right way. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planner. Sign up. It's a free consultation. And you know what? It's going to be with one of us. I'm not kidding. It's going to be either with myself, it's going to be with Michael or Matthew, my brothers. That's who you're going to be speaking to. It's that important. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984. That's our 24-hour day help hotline. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does, and they want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
Their answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
One of my good buddies from Florida, great man, doctor, surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, one of the best in Southwest Florida. I coached with him for years. He he sent me a picture this past week, and it was of our kids and our team from 7, 8, 9 years ago. And, you know, to see all those faces now, all these kids are, they're in high school now, and they're all Americans, and they're thinking about going to college, the entire team. And it got me thinking. got my brain going as usual, about how fast time flies by. You know, many of the columns that I've written over the past 15 years obviously have little tidbits in there about my kids and things that I do with them, and, you know, moments that I learn from them and things that I can use in trying to explain various different financial topics. And I was thinking about one that I wrote, geez, that'd be at least 12 years ago. You know, look it up. It was entitled Sandcastles. And by the way, all of my columns that I've written over the years are all archived right there at our site. And basically, it was me talking about watching my son, my eldest son, as a kid, playing on the beach, digging a hole, building a sandcastle. And, you know, near the water, he's building a sandcastle near the water. And again, he knows that the water is going to come. It's going to eventually knock the castle down. But it's okay. It's okay, because you know what? The actual building of the castle was the fun part. The building of it, what was involved, that was the fun part. The journey, not so much the destination. And I know it's kind of cliche, but really that's how we view retirement planning. Yeah, do we have to take a look at where we want to be? Sure. The things that we want to accomplish, but you don't want to look at accomplishments as end dates. You have to move on. You have to have another accomplishment. And I've talked about this often on the program, my belief that it's, you know, human beings need that. They need to be overcoming obstacles. You have to. You have to. And again, if you don't, then you end up in this vicious cycle. We've talked about that in terms of welfare and other aspects of life and society today that are not working out well. With that being said, what I'm talking about here is the fact that the things you're going to do throughout your life, are what's important. And this is why this has to all encompass in your financial plan. There was a fantastic study. It was a scientific study that, again, proved Markowski right. And it had to do with stuff. Stuff. As it turns out, what we've been saying is right. Stuff doesn't really make people happy. It does for a short period of time, but not like other things. You had a scientific research that was commissioned by the National Trust. This is fascinating. Studied people's brains and brain activity. And people experience, get this, intense feelings of well-being, contentment, and belonging from places that evoke positive memories far more than treasured objects such as jewelry and cars and all that stuff. They actually used an MRI, studied people's brains and how they reacted to these various different things. And I'm like, tell me something I don't know already. Tell me that vacation that you took with your family, when you talk about it, it doesn't make you feel good. Even vacations that went wrong, even stuff that sometimes doesn't go right, it's the experiences and the things that you do that matter. And it is unfortunate today. One of my favorite comedians out there is, the late George Carlin. I find that we're very, very similar. I go back and I listen to his rants from years ago, and I'm like, my God, I sound just like him sometimes. And he was talking about this whole rant he does on education and talking about, he does a whole thing on conventional wisdom too. It almost sounds exactly like this program in many respects. Training people to be good little consumers out there. Buy, 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 buy. No, don't do that. Don't they? Hey, great. You know, it's nice to have nice things. I understand that. But you need to focus on what's important. And people all too often, like I said, they put limitations upon themselves. For what reason? That caused stress. People shut doors to opportunity. For what? What? Because someone said you got to retire at a certain age, or someone said that you're too old for this, you couldn't get this second job, or whatever it may be. Now, that's telling you right here, people, that's no way to go through life. It isn't. And again, the wealth of my experience is that the people that we get to speak to, the people that we get to serve, the small business owners, the clients, the people from all over the country. And yeah, is there a lot to be learned from them? Yeah, and I'm relaying this to you. We've been doing this for a long time. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I was really nice to her. I respect her. I respect her family. I certainly respect LaDavid.
President Trump, before boarding Marine One, calling out the media for their attempts to portray him as being insensitive and disrespectful to a widow of a fallen soldier.
You people have called many people that I've spoken to, and every one of them has said, I couldn't have been nicer. Now, it's a rough time for these. I mean, how tough is it? There's nothing tougher. But I have such respect for those families. Nobody has more respect than I do. Nobody.
A gag order on a former FBI informant being lifted in the investigation into the uranium deal carried out by the Obama administration and the Clintons. The Justice Department says they're doing so to allow the informant to give information to congressional investigators about the Obama deal giving 20% of the U.S. uranium supply to Russian control. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Some guys have fallen. Some guys have
fallen. Yeah, Rod Stewart. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Real quick on this, and this again, these are just the numbers. And like I said, we're big believers in math here on the program, not magic. 23% of people out there have said that they have spoken with a professional advisor, registered investment advisor, about retirement planning. Only 1 in 10 have actually started doing the planning. Now, am I blaming, is this in entirety the fault of the populace, the masses out there? No. No. This is also the fault of the industry. Yeah, and maybe it's, well, I know, maybe I should take some blame from this, from ripping into all the big investment firms and covering all the ripoffs and scams here on the radio for 18 years. Maybe that scared people away. It wasn't my intention. My intention is to tell people what to look out for, what to be aware of the monsters that are lurking. Be aware of the clowns in the woods. Yeah, when you think of these big investment houses and what they've up to, I want you to think of Pennywise, okay, wearing a suit and handing you a Merrill Lynch business card or a Morgan Stanley business card. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's also the fault of the fact that many of the good firms that are out there, and we have discussed this here on the program, there's a lot of good investment advisors, a lot. They're very, very competent. They do a great job, but they won't serve people. Unless you have, you know, $10 million, I'm sorry. There's a velvet rope outside the door with a big bouncer there. Are you on the list? Nope, you're not on the list. You don't have enough money. And to me, that's always been shameful. It's a black mark, in my opinion, on our industry. We've handled it completely different. There is no velvet rope. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. To this day, how many times do we get phone calls and emails, questions? Sometimes people, you know, they're afraid to actually speak with one of us. They'd rather speak to our voicemail because they're embarrassed. Are you kidding me? You'll listen to this program a little bit longer, okay? We put our pants on just like everybody else. We've never been better than anyone else. That's not how we do things here. If you need help and you have a question, I don't care if you're just getting started. We are not going to show you the door. That to me has been an awful side of it. Again, a lot of these advisories as well, they have shareholders. And their shareholders are worried about the bottom line every single quarter. And to them, they look at things not over a 10, 20, 30-year, 40-year, 50-year period of time like we do. And they'll say, you know what? Away with you. We only want to deal with the super wealthy. No, that's my opinion. It's not the right way of doing business. So get the help you need. Anyway, I wanted to touch on this as well. October 19th came and went. Yeah. The stock market crash of 1987. Many articles out on this. And a lot of people talking about how that there was no smart money that day. It was a big, huge freak out as regards to the markets are concerned. And, you know, basically it's people walking away. What happened was there was just no bids. And people, they don't sometimes, a lot of people just don't even understand how the markets work. For every seller out there, there's a buyer. For every buyer, a seller. And if selling moves in and the buying drops up, well, then what happens? You have to drop the price to find that buyer, make it more attractive. But at that point in time, everyone just walked away. But there was a lot of ruses. And I share a quick story before we go to break. At that point in time, there were a couple of funds out there that weren't, they didn't fully get their approval. They didn't get their approval for actually trading and buying securities yet. So these funds were all in cash. And what happened after the fact, which was really kind of funny, is that these funds, they couldn't do anything anyway. They couldn't buy any stocks. They were just in cash because that's what the rules were at that time. Were lauded by the press. These were the geniuses out there. The geniuses that were all in cash back when the stock market went down. I mean, it's the equivalent of a 5,000 port crash today. It's about that. Who, these guys were brilliant? No, they weren't. They were just lucky. But the funny thing was, these guys still used it in their marketing. Still used it in their marketing. It's almost like touting the fact that you like won in roulette. You bet on the right color one time. Patently absurd. Anyway, Got to take a quick break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, get your financial plan done the right way. All sorts of free goodies and giveaways at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner
in the night. Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. What if I told you that punishing a successful company with taxation was a fool's errand? Because you know what? We need the jobs, and it's us that pay those burdensome taxes. Yep, consider the logic. Classism seeks to heap the misery on businesses. That'll fix their wagons. Except for that little problem we often refer to as math. Yeah, it's just math. If a company is at the very least breaking even, guess who pays the burdensome and punishing tax? You guessed it. Whoever purchases that company's services or products, that'd be you and me. Nice job. Take it from the top. Punish the company. Make them uncompetitive in the global market while we pay the crazy tax. That's as absent of common sense as the multiple layers of tax we're already unwittingly paying as citizens, not to mention the death tax. What would our founders say? For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. Sears. Oh, Lord merciful. Sears and Kmart. Yeah, same company. Stock tanked again. Well, it's been tanking. It's down 40% this year. What is it, around $5 now? One of their big investors, Bruce Berkowitz, he decided to leave the board. Bruce Berkowitz, and what's the name of his, I have it here somewhere. Oh, Fairholme Capital Management. Yeah. You know that Fairholme Capital Management used to have $20 billion in assets under management? It's now down to $2 billion. This is happening all over the place. Hedge funds are blowing up everywhere. And we've, over the years, we've warned people, we've talked about a lot of these charlatans out there. And some listened, some didn't. And it's funny. Certain people that did not listen, and I know that they lost a fortune, I see them, and it's like they duck and they hide. They're embarrassed. They don't want to face me. It's like I'm going to go up to them and point my finger at them and be like, nah, 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 I told you not to invest in that. You lost money. We don't do that. You made a mistake. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but I'm not going to throw that in anyone's face. We're here to help you pick up the pieces. That's what we do. We're here to help. Yeah, I got an email this past week about that. And I was making fun of one of the other talk show hosts and some of the crap that they're selling online, the gold salespeople and all this stuff. Like, why do you do that? You must have an animus with the problem. No, I don't. I don't have any problem personally with that host. I have a problem with the fact that his advertisers rip people off. And yeah, does it make me angry? Yeah, it does. It doesn't. And I get irate when these things happen. Why wouldn't I? I mean, it's you're hurting people. It's my job. But yeah, all of these hedge fund, Wizard of Smart guys out there, they made their fortune. You understand? They don't care anymore. It's like, okay, he had a $20 billion fund. You know how much money he made managing that when it was at $20 billion at 2.5% plus taking 20% of everything that he made? You know, didn't make anything. Even at 2.5%, you do the math of what he's making a year. Now he's down to $2 billion. He doesn't care. That's the problem, people. All of these magic funds, all of these algorithms, all of these nonsense. What it is, it's nonsense. It's all a fake. It's not real. It's an illusion. Your financial plan is a hedge fund of you. Get that done the right way enough to deal with all of this other nonsense. Anyway, yeah, Sears falling apart. Other retailers falling apart. These hedge fund private equity guys suck these things dry themselves. They're like vampires for crying out loud. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got cut myself off because I got long-winded. We were talking about Sears and Kmart and the problem with retail. And I have explained this here on the program. I'm going to do it again because I'm defying conventional wisdom. You are always being told that the problem is Amazon and people buying stuff online. And that is why all of these companies are dying. No, that's not why. These companies are dying because they screwed up royally. Do you remember Rain Man saying that, you know, remember his famous line is Kmart sucks? Yeah, remember in 1988 it came out. That was back in 1988. You know, from time to time, I check out various different retail, and I went into a Kmart, and guess what? He was spot on. You know, they had rows of shelves inside Kmart that didn't have anything on them. Have you been in a Sears recently? Missing ceiling tiles, stains on the ceiling. It's awful. It's awful. They made poor choices. Many of these retailers made poor choices. They made poor choices because a lot of the executives at these companies are egomaniacs. And the consultants out there, the Ivy League consultants and investment bankers know this. And they go in there and they pitch the CEO saying, hey, you know, this is not about making more money. You're already rich and we're going to make you richer. This is about market share. It's about building a legacy. You borrow this money, you put all the debt on the company's balance sheet, and you get market saturation everywhere. You're going to be a winner. You know how many times companies act based upon that on ego rather than not thinking things through? Yeah. That's why many of these retailers fail. You can't blame it all on Amazon. You deal with Amazon. You compete. If you haven't borrowed all the money that you can and then put it on the company's balance sheet. Anyway, I move on. Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, HSBC agreed to a $132 million settlement in the LIBOR scandal. Okay, they're not the first ones that have agreed to pay up. Again, $132 million to Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, and HSBC is like a parking ticket. I've explained this. In New York City, if you're a commercial guy, you work in construction, you're driving a FedEx truck, a UPS truck, you are going to collect parking tickets. You are. And oftentimes you collect a whole bunch of them, then you go down and you cut a deal and you pay a bunch off. It is a cost of doing business if you are working in Manhattan. It is what it is. This is a cost of doing business for these big banks. They'll do whatever they please. This is part of the problem. You know what? LIBOR. How many different things are affected by LIBOR and being able to manipulate LIBOR and how you can benefit from that on so many levels? $132 million? Again, it is a cost of doing business. These banks made billions based upon their ability to manipulate LIBOR. Again, white-collar crime. I want everybody to understand this. White-collar crime on Wall Street is just fine. You tell me who's going to jail. The only people that end up going to jail for anything are people that rip off the firms that they work for or insider trading. For some reason, insider trading, they always go after those cases. And really, you take a look at it, it's pretty much a victimless crime. But you go ahead, you manipulate markets, you steal from your clients, you run them through the rack, that's okay. You pay a fine and you walk away. Nothing's changed. And again, nothing will change. Nothing is going to change until we break these big banks up, which we've been calling for. And you really want to change the way things are? Stop doing business with these big firms. Why would you do business with them? Why would anybody in their right mind do business with one of these banks, one of these firms, when you know that they will go to any length to beat quarterly earnings? And when I mean any length, hey, you're talking about Wells Fargo making up account statements. Oh, we can go on and on and on here. It's insanity. It really is. But then I got this other email this past week. This is Citigroup, who just got nailed for LIBOR. Citi's private bank, and they're holding this little conclave, this little, they're calling it a mini Davos in Westchester. Westchester is a county north of New York City. Very nice, picturesque area. IBM's headquarters is in Armonk there, and that's where Citibank is going to do their little mini Davos for all their super wealthy clients. Now, if you're one of them, if you're one of those guys, you're one of those guys that has the $100 million plus, you're invited. And you know what? You're going to benefit for the things that Citigroup does. Everyone else, on the other hand, what happens to you? What happens to you? You're the one. You're in what we like to call, this is what they like to call, you're a piker or a greater fool. You don't do well working with these firms because they don't care about you. When push comes to shove, you're going to be buying the stuff that the big clients are selling. And quite honestly, I don't know how these people live with themselves. They might have had an ethical bypass at birth. Who knows? Who knows? But they do it. Again, you know, I can go down the list. Again, how many big investment firms? Wells Fargo, another one. 3.4 million failing to supervise certain product sales. No, they weren't failing to supervise. The commissions were rolling in. They could have cared less. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We're just getting warmed up here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I was really nice to her. I respect her. I respect her family. I certainly respect LaDavid.
President Trump, before boarding Marine One, calling out the media for their attempts to portray him as being insensitive and disrespectful to a widow of a fallen soldier.
You people have called many people that I've spoken to, and every one of them has said, I couldn't have been nicer. Now, it's a rough time for these. I mean, how tough is it? There's nothing tougher. But I have such respect for those families. Nobody has more respect than I do. Nobody.
A gag order on a former FBI informant being lifted in the investigation into the uranium deal carried out by the Obama administration and the Clintons. The Justice Department says they're doing so to allow the informant to give information to congressional investigators about the Obama deal giving 20% of the U.S. uranium supply to Russian control. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn with important news for every guy over 50. TV talk show legend Larry King has an incredible new free video for men with prostate problems. If you're a guy 50 or over, the odds are 70% or higher you have a prostate problem, whether you know it or not. Even the great Larry King had a problem. He used to get up 4 and 5 times a night because of his prostate. That's a rough night's sleep. Now most nights Larry sleeps through the night. His romantic life was on the skids, but now Larry proudly says, the King is back. Larry's prostate issues are a thing of the past. He did it with a natural product from France. It changed Larry's life. If you have prostate problems, do yourself a big favor. Go see Larry King's video investigative report and find out how we did it. Go to prostatevideo.com and see Larry's new video special report on prostate products and how they changed his life and how they can change yours too. It's free. If you have prostate problems, go into the men's room all the time, weak stream, urgency, and if your romantic game isn't up to par, go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com.
It sounds like something straight out of the 1960s, but apparently a cross-burning has taken place in Mississippi. Here's correspondent Randy.